You know, when I was in school and I was facing an English class, and the hundreds of pages of this maybe classical text we had to read, I was tempted to look at the Cliff Notes or the Spark Notes. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of them, but oh, so you have, huh? I'm not going to say whether I've used them or not, as much as I know about them. You know, and if you bought the Cliff Notes, you got a nice detailed summary of the book without having to read the book at all. For the smart student, though, Cliff Notes was supposed to supplement the reading. But for busy high schoolers, not always having the time to read everything, sometimes I think the culture today is only interested in, like, Cliff Notes because of our short attention spans, and it's too boring or hard to delve into the truth. But not with every summary, there's parts that are missed, and it's easy to get less precise. But I digress, because that's a topic for another homily. This homily is not about that, but about a summary of the big and important ideas. And Cliff Notes are places where you kind of find those great summaries. And along with Cliff Notes, I'd like you to think about a phrase called spoiler alert. You know, that's often used in the news, right? And like with the Olympics, if you want to watch it later on prime time, but the results are already known, maybe because of the internet, and the news is always a little before prime time. So they say spoiler alert. So they warn you that if you don't want to know the end results, you know, you need to block your ears. So on this Feast of Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, I want you to think of Cliff Notes and spoiler alerts. You must have wondered why by now. On this Feast of the Assumption, it contains the big summary of the Christian life. If you want to know the Cliff Notes version of the call of discipleship, as we look at the Feast of the Assumption, God created everything out of his own free will, as an expression of love. He gave this free will to people so that they would respond in kind, in love, back to him, freely. He would give them all the graces they need to say yes and to stay close to him by freely choosing him. However, the story is that humanity didn't respond in love, but instead ran and hid from him and turned away from the good, and believe that what Jesus had said is not true. So entered into now creation is death and pain and suffering and evil have entered the world. And God prepared a people to return to him in that perfect time in God's mind when he prepared the sinless place for him to enter into the life of humanity, to come into our realm of existence. And being born into this existence, he chose Mary and gave her all the graces that she would need to say yes. She still had the same freedom that all of us have to say no, as just as much as all people had, but she did not. And so Christ came, lived, taught, suffered, died, rose, and sent the Holy Spirit to help us stay faithful and united to him in the place where people don't choose God. And we have to live among them. And sometimes when we ourselves don't choose God. So Mary did that perfect thing, and she now shares the fruits of the resurrection most perfectly. And she goes to heaven. And this is what we hope to happen to us in our time, when our time comes to go to God. Our final destination is heaven. And we only pass through this life. We don't stay here. And this is why the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary carries along with it kind of a spoiler alert. There's a summary, the Cliff Notes of our faith and what we believe. And now the spoiler alert is we now know how it turns out. The end of the story is about being with God in eternal life in heaven. And it does matter what you do in this life. It does matter how you respond to God's grace that is given to you. And your faithfulness to God is connected to God's faithfulness to you. We say that much, you know, when we say, Our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Or Jesus says, the mercy in which you show others will be shown back to you. And what you did for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did for me. And he says that he will say to some, come, my good and faithful servant, enter into eternal life. And Jesus says in the scriptures that he will say to some, I do not know you. So it does matter what Mary did in this life. And it does matter what you and I do in this life. Today, the church celebrates the Blessed Virgin Mary and how God took care of her and her faithfulness to him when it was over for her in this life. So lex orandi, lex credendi means, in the Latin phrase, means if you want to know what it is we believed, take a look at how we pray. So in the preface today, when I'm talking to God the Father at the sacred altar, right before you all join in with all the angels and the saints in the heavenly hymn sung in eternity, holy, 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 I will pray these words to the Father. For today the Virgin Mother of God was assumed into heaven as the beginning and image of your church's coming to perfection and a sign of sure hope and comfort to your pilgrim people. Mary goes to heaven, and so we hope to go there one day to be with all the saints and the angels with God. The end of the Cliff Notes summary is that the whole point of this history of the world, for us as Catholics, what we believe, the whole point of all this history of the entire world is the decision to live totally for God or for not. Human beings like Mary, who respond to the grace given to them, like Mary did, go to heaven, period. Spoiler alert, this is how all our lives will end as well. With the judgment of how we responded to God's grace in this life and said yes or no to goodness and truth. In Mary, we saw one who did it flawlessly. In the collected poems and plays of Tagore, we read about the end of life. It says, I have got my leave. Bid me farewell, my brothers. I know to you all and take my departure. Here I give back the keys of my door. I give up all claims to my house. I only ask for last kind words from you. We were neighbors for long, but I received more than I could give. Now the day has dawned, and the lamp that has lit my dark corner is out. A summons has come, and I am ready for my journey. For all of us, our time will end one day, and it will be a matter of how we live the life God gave us to live. And how we responded to the grace he gave us in this journey. On the Feast of the Assumption, we see how a human being did it flawlessly.